Okay, so we left off yesterday with finishing up the sugya, but we didn't really finish the sugya. We finished the first half. I guess it's appropriate to call it the first half of the sugya of Mekash Lechatzoy. That was a bad joke. Okay. So yesterday we spent a lot of time talking about what the parameters are of Chatzi Isha, when it does work, doesn't work, all the cases the same, Shir B'Kinyan, all the different factors that go into the discussion. Now comes the Gemara and says, wait a second, the classic case, almost the worst case scenario of Chatzi Isha. So the guy says it's Kachi, Kedeshously. The Gemara says, wait a second, what's the problem? Fair to Gemara, and Zion and Aleph. Amale Mazutra Breder of Marla Ravina. The Nifshitu Lakedusha Bakula. Says, what do you mean you said that you own Mekadesh half of our? Let's say that when you said half, that half quickly spreads and becomes a whole. And what's the principle called? Nifshitu Kedusha. That why are we labeling this as a half of an isha, as a half of a kedushin? Isn't there a pre-existing halacha called Hispashas a kedushin? That kedusha spreads, even though you only try to do half, but it spreads on its own. Once we accept this principle called Nifshitu Kedusha Bakula, we're no longer bound by the limitation of Chatzi Isha. The whole din of Chatzi Isha doesn't make any sense. The whole din that we said before, the last 3 days of Shir, are totally not true. They're all trumped by the din of Nifshitu Kedusha Bakula. Now, how could Mar Zutra come off with such a statement out of nowhere, just to make such a statement? Mar Zutra, Peter Amari, in the middle of nowhere, he says, as the din of his Pasha is a Kedusha. So he says, no, I'm going to bring a riot as the din of his Pasha is a Kedusha. Milo Tanya, it's a befavish of Bryce, it's a befavish of Sugi, Masechet Tmura. So if you are Mar Zutra, Peter Amari, so you know every Bryce in Masechet, you don't even know every Mishnah Masechet Tmura, you have to know every Bryce in Masechet Tmura in order to appreciate this Kasha. So what does the Bryce say? So he references the following. So he refers to a machlekes atanoim in Maseches Temura. If a person has an animal and they want to bring the animal for a korban, but they don't really want to bring the whole animal, they just want to bring part of the animal. So they say, a makdish, this leg of the animal is a korban. Now, assuming that that statement would mean anything, what would you do at that point? So you would have a very, very bizarre situation. You couldn't bring the animal the way it is now as a korban, because three quarters of the animal is chulin, only one quarter, only the right leg is hektish. So you would have to figure out an eitzah, how to sell it, how to be makdish, how to be paida. You have to work really, really hard to figure out what to do, what in the world to do with this animal that's ragla kaidesh. But Rav Mari Mazutra points out that there's a tana in Maseches Tmura that says that when a person is makdish the leg of the animal, guess what? The Kedusha spreads by itself. So even though you're Kavana, you're Dibor, you're Hektesh, apparently was only on one leg, Nifshta Kedusha Bakula, the Kedusha spreads and now the entire animal is Kadosh and you can bring it as a regular Korban Hoyla. So Mazutra presents this question and saying, you see from the Sugya Maseches Tmura, there's a din of his Pashta Sa Kedusha vis-a-vis Karbanas, so too there should be a din of his Pashta Sa Kedusha vis-a-vis Kedushin as well. That was the marshal, that was the comparison, that was the equation of Mazutra. But then Mar Zutra is honest in his question, because he says that, you know, it happens to be that the other Torah will disagree. So he says, no, even according to the other Torah will disagree, I could still be a kasher, right? But feel the man the yama ain't kula oila, tani mi lehecha the makdish dovish and Hashem at luya boi. Va makdish dovish and Hashem at luya boi, have you kula oila. So Mar Zutra completes his question by saying that even though there are Tanoim out there, it could be even most of the Tanoim out there hold, that if you merely a makdish a leg of an animal, there is no principle of Hispashas HaKadusha, but everybody agrees that at a certain point there is Hispashas HaKadusha. Everyone agrees there is a case of Hispashas HaKadusha, namely, instead of being Makdish a leg, you are Makdish an Avish and a Shemot Luba. There are certain parts of an animal, certain parts of a human being, that a person or an animal could live without, and certainly can't live without. Let's say, without a leg, a person could live. Without a heart, very hard to live. Without a brain, there are a lot of people who do a good job with that, but it's hard. Without a brain, it's very, very hard to live. What? The scarecrow. What?
You said I saw that one
coming. Oh, you saw that coming. So let's say, if you're a tin man, so you live without a heart. If you're a scarecrow, you live without a brain. No? Who's the next guy? Without what?
Courage.
All I need is... Okay. Yeah. So the Gemara spells out three Evarim that are impossible to live without. One is the brain, one is without a heart, and one is, what's the third one, remember? The Kavod, without the liver. Why is the liver called the Kavod? It's the heaviest of the organ. Is that true? Is it a very heavy organ? No? It's very heavy, I think so, no. Dr. Mistolta, would you say? Yes? Good, okay. Because I can pass it illegal that it's the heaviest of the organ. What? Okay, so the bottom line is the Gemara says that if you makdish part of an animal that the animal can't live without, the kuliyamul and pligi that the hekdish is pashtu bakula. So the machlekes at Tanoim is not, is there a principle of hispashtus hekdusha or not? Everyone agrees that there is. The machlekes at Tanoim is in gradations. At what point can we apply this principle of hispashtus? Going to one Tana all the time, but the other Tana only very limited. The Gemara says that there's no question that we're borrowing the principle of hispashtus hekdusha from Hilchos Oila to Maseches Kedusha. That's not the problem. That's not the issue. The issue is a case of Mekadesh Chatzi Isha a valid application of hispashtus? So according to the Tanu, who says hispashtus works even on a limb, even on an arm, on a leg. So for sure, hispashtus is going to work here. And even according to the Tanu, who limits it only to brains, hearts, and livers, well, this is like a brain, heart, and liver. Why? This is half a woman. So again, my biology is a little schwach since ninth grade, but I don't think a person can live with half his body missing, right? If you drew a line right down the middle, it would be very, very hard for him to survive. So that's what the Rav Shalom did to Adam HaRishon. He was man in front, woman in the back, and he split between the chayim. That's a whole different ballgame. But post Gan Eden, you can't take a person and cut them in half and expect them to live. So therefore the Gemara says that the chol hadeis, the chol hatanoim maseches tmura, his kash libechetzi should be subject of his pashas kedusha. That was Marzucha's kash. That's the bomb kash. So in the end, the Gemara is going to deflect this and explain to you why the comparison maybe is not 100%, maybe it's a little bit of a difference, but Ikaron, the question is a solid question. So comes Tysus.
Isn't this all like in the world of
okay, but when, you're right, that there's a halachically half a woman in Shiva Kanayanis, but when this guy says, is kashili, chetzich mekudeshusli, what he's basically saying is that I'm going to cut you in half. I mean, not literally, but figuratively, that half of you should be mekudeshus to me. So that's like a brain, that's like a heart, that's like without a liver. Those are things that can't be. It's not physically possible for her to survive half of a body. No, he wants to be, he wants to only be married to her right. Her left side, so she, when she talks out of her left side of her mouth, she nags a little bit. He doesn't want to interest it. She's much nicer when she talks out of her right side, so she wants to be married to the nice part of her. Nobody caught me on that. Okay. Rabbi say, so again, this is the Shachmat of the Gemara. It seems pretty straightforward. Comes Tais on this spot and says, they don't know what the Gemara is talking about. This Gemara is mamish peliklim. There's a mathematical statement on this board that mamish defies logic. What's the mathematical? That Hilchas Oil is the same as Hilchas Kedushin? This is to say the Noshim is saying the Kachim. What does it mean? Where did this din of his Pasha Kedusha come from? If I were to ask you, where is the din that Kedusha could spread? You would say this Misvara. You would say Misvara. No one ever told you a Mako. You would say, I can figure it out on my own. This guy was Machdish one leg, and all of a sudden, Hocus Pocus basically says, give us the whole animal. So the Gemara says, that's not a Svara. The Gemara Maseches Tmura tells us there's a pasuk in Chumash that teaches us that according to half the Tanoim. What's the pasuk? Kol Asheyite Mimenu Lashem Yekodesh. What word is there? What word in there is a little bit almost superfluous? Kol Asheyite Mimenu. What does Mimenu mean? Mimenu means from it, implying not what? Not all of it. Mimenu means you're makdish part of it. Mimenu. So the Teshuvah Peh explains that that magic word mimenu is coming to teach us that means you were only makdish mitzasai. You were only makdish its arm, only makdish its leg. And what happens? Kol hashayite mimenu yiyeh kodesh. So what does the Torah say? Yiyeh kodesh. So it's as if the Torah is saying, oh, you were only makdish mitzasai. And doesn't matter, the whole thing becomes yiyeh kodesh. And by the way, what does the other Tana learn? The other Tana says that you don't say Spashtus HaKadusha. How do they mean Yiyeh Kodesh means? When you are Makdish Mitzasai, what happens? Yiyeh Kodesh. What you are Makdish becomes Kodesh. In contrast to what? To the rest of the animal, Shaka does not become Kodesh. So everybody agrees that this Pasuk is, Merumas in this Pasuk, in the deeper recesses of this Pasuk, is referring to a very, very Mishunah Dika Hekdesh. Now, again, the Pshuta Shibuk, if you read this Pasuk like a Karoi, like an Apikores, I'm going to say Chidana mi Nechidot Tachas Apikores, I'm saying if you were just in the Chidot Tanach and you're reading this Pasuk and it said Mimenu, So you wouldn't even think the Torah is talking about a guy makdish a leg. You think the Torah is talking about a guy makdish an animal. But the Torah Shrapat goes off that the Rebbe Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, look really carefully at the word. The Medav teaches us that it's mitzvah, right? And Yiyah Kodesh, but now the Tanoim had a machlokes. Well, where do we go with that? Does Yiyah Kodesh result in, i.e., that the whole animal, Kol HaBehema, or does Yiyah Kodesh mean Rach Miktsasa? If you had to like read this pasuk really carefully, according to two different interpretations of the Tosha Mapeh, how would you read it? Kol HaShayitein. Mimenu Yiyah Kodesh. It's almost like the Yiyah Kodesh is qualifying the Mimenu, right? Or it's almost like a stop. Kosh Yakdish Mimenu. You will Makdish a little bit of it. Stop. Catch your breath. Move on. Next line. By the way, guess what just happened to you? By golly, Yiyah Kodesh. You were Makdish Mimenu. You were Makdish Mitzaso. And all of a sudden, Yiyah Kodesh. So you can even read it a little bit, you know, different nuances, depending on just how mechubar the word of Mimenu is to the ultimate phrase of Yiyah Kodesh. You see, the Tanoim were struggling with how to read pshat in this, how to read pshat in this drash, how to read pshat in this Torah Shabbat. The Beshechta said that there was another video they showed at the dinner, not Tanoim, so they showed a video at the dinner where Beshechta was talking about the years in the Rav Shir. So he said that sometimes the Rav would read a pasuk, and just how he read the pasuk, where he stopped in the pasuk, you saw right away there was a whole nother deeper meaning in the pasuk. He would just open up a chumash and read a pasuk, and then right away you saw the whole shiur revolved around Mamish had to read that pasuk. So I was thinking about the same thing here also, that the Tanoim are reading the pasuk in the same way Mimenu as referring to Miktsaso, but then the Yiyah Kodesh, either it's a totally separate phrase that's going back on the entire animal, but the Yiyah Kodesh is qualifying to be men. If you can manage even a nuance of how to read a pasuk, you can get a whole different picture of what the pasuk means. But the bottom line is, Tosha says, that this din of Ispadusha is a pasuk. It's a gzeres hakosuv. The fact that the Torah needed to tell us a pasuk indicates to us that we would never in a million years have figured it out on our own. So Tosha says that's going to spell trouble for this Gemara. Because what was Mazutra's kasha? Mazutra Bedram Mori, what was his kasha? He says, well, how could you ever have a case of iskachi chetzach so chetzach mukadeshesli? Every chetzach mukadeshesli should be trumped by pashas the kedusha, so it's an automatically be like mekadesh the entire isha. Frektaisis, what are you talking about? Frektaisis on Zayinim and Aleph Tema the b'meish tamura yalef raglish to all the b'doshes Hashem to mikra dechsev koshim itemim hen l'Hashem. Gabi isha lo ksev kroi v'imkein my parich halo domi ladodi. You know what's Taisa Kasha? Taisa says, this is Xeris HaKosov. This din by oil of his Pasha Kedusha. It's Xeris HaKosov. It's learned out from Psukim. Ma Inyan Zet of Asechet Kedushin. If the din would have been a Svar B'Alma, then it wasn't good. So it's a Svar. It's a good Svar here. It's a good Svar there. But once you delegate this din to Xeris HaKosov, a Poskin, Hilchas Kachim, Ma Inyan Zet of Kachim, to say the Noshim. Most yeshiva bachim learn Nashim first, then they go off to Bris, they learn Kachim. So when they learn Mesechus Kedushin, they never even heard of Kachim. They never heard of Temura. They don't even know what the Paschal, they never heard of Pashat HaKosai. So how can you expect them to Paschal Shalom Kedushin if they have no idea? This din has nothing to do with Mesechus. That's Taisus Kash. So Taisus says, Yitachar, right? And Taisus presents a teretz that we're going to have to put this teretz on the back burner because this is going to take a lot of time to understand this teretz. Taisus says, no. The equation is still okay. And it is still Xeris HaKosov, and we have every right to compare Maseches Kedushin to say the Kachim. Why? What gives us the right to do that? Who remembers? Who remembers the Beis of a Beis? Why do we say Lashon Kedushin? Because that highlights Asa Lawa Kulam Kehektish. It's a Hektishtik Lashon. It's not a joke, it's not a game. The Gemara calls it a Lishta Derabbanan. Lishta Derabbanan doesn't mean the rabbis made up the concept. What it means is the Rabbanim Chazal advised us to use this lashon b'kedushin. The Yemen says you could use mures, you could use the keli into, you could use maybe as rasi, maybe kuchasi, a lot of lashonis you could use. But standard practice, every Jewish wedding you go to, everybody uses the same lashon kedushin. Why? Because the rabbanan, I can't say it was a formal takanas chachamim. We don't find the chazal mesaken dafka this lashon, but clearly chazal a point in the direction. Let's all use this lashon because this lashon highlights something very important about marriage. I asla a kuliyam kaktish, but. When Chazal used the phrase, this is the Lishna Derabbanan, they didn't mean to say that the concept is a Derabbanan. This is the concept of Araisa, that Kedushin doesn't say the Kachim to a certain extent. There are similarities between Hilchas Kedushin and Hilchas Karbanis. Says Taisus, guess what? This is another similarity. It's only because there's a Kachim aspect of Kedushin, therefore we can borrow this Gzeres HaKosov of Mimenu and say, it doesn't bother us that it's a Gzeres HaKosov, and what does that do with Kedushin? There's a lot to Kedushin. The Gzeres HaKosov carries over because Kedushin has an aspect, has a dimension of Kachim to it. Now, between you and me, this is not the first time we've seen this year. Who remembers when we had a very, very similar idea? By Yadus we had it, right? Remember? By Yadus, we had it back at Dafhei, when a guy uses a half-baked Lashon for Kedushin, and the Gemara Shaila, well, does that work? Does that not work? So the Rishonim raised the question, Maseches Nedarim, why should it work? Yadus is Gzeres HaKosov by Nedarim. I need Nedarim to Kedushin. So the answer is no, Yesh V'Yesh. It's very connected because of that Gemara Kedushin Dafhei. So it's not such a foreign idea, but it's needs a lot of work. This Taisa still needs some work for us. So everybody say, right now in the sugya, I'm more bothered by Tosis Kasha than I am by Tosis Teres. Tosis presented a Kasha and saying, Gevald Geshrigin, Tosis Gzeres HaKosov, and how dare you compare the Gzeres HaKosov of Imanu to Kedushin. Gevald, and until Tosis discovered America, they discovered Kedushin, the base of the base, there's an aspect of Kedushin, Tosis flied by a Kasha. It was Taka Shver Kasha. What do you think about Tosis Kasha? Who thinks there's kasha? It's a gevaldik because it's a kasha. Who thinks there's an unbelievable assumption in Tosis kasha? Tosis swept right under the rug.
Well, assumes that just because it's a Gzeres HaKosov, we can't learn from it. Why is it like a big knob or something? You know, where it's just.
Okay, I mean, this is pretty mechudish. This is pretty kachim. You know, kachim is kind of like its own world. I hear what you're saying. I hear. I'm looking for something a little bit different. This din of Ispashas HaKadusha. We find two different cases of Ispashas HaKadusha. One is agreed upon by everyone, and one is subject to a debate between the Tanoim. So let's give the two cases, okay? Yeah. Let me even draw them out. Okay? This animal should have four legs, but I don't know how to draw a different dimension, so we're just going to, you know, side end view of this animal. One case is a guy's Makdish this. All right? And this is the Machlekes HaTanoim. Some say Kain Pashta Kedusha. Some say Lo Pashta Kedusha. All right. That's Machlekes HaTanoim. Hadi Dasha Mimenu, Yeah, Kodesh Fun. But then there's another case of Ispashta Kedusha. What's the other case? The guy's Makdish the head, yeah. Or he's Makdish. What does it look like? Chapter is the only liver I've ever seen. I know. Is it on the right side? No? Liver's not on the right side? Okay. It's probably on the right side of an animal also. The stomach. Okay, it's good svara. Looks like that, something like that, right? Okay. What? A little too down the intestine area, but okay, you have the basic picture. So this is the second bit of his pashtra, Sakadusha, which everybody happens to subscribe to. Rabbi say, are these two of them identical? According to the Tana, who says that Pashta Kedusha here and Pashta Kedusha here, are these identical halachas? Or is there something very, very different going on here? But what do I mean by that? What is the source? If this did a Pashta exist, what's the source? There's no question. Gzeres HaKosov. What's the source for this din of Pashta Kedusha? I know what you're going to say. You're going to say Gzeres HaKosov, right? And I'm going to question you. No, it's not Gzeres HaKosov. How do I know it's not Gzeres HaKosov? Everybody agrees to it. Even the Tanoim, who didn't read the Pasuk, as referring to Parsha Kedusha. According to 3/4 of the Tanaim, Mimen Kedush is not talking about Parsha Kedusha. There is no din of Parsha Kedusha. So how did the Gemara know? How did the Tanaim know? When you makdish the head, the heart, and the liver, it's Parsha Kedusha l'chol hadeis. Where did this din come from? What's the answer? Obviously, it's a Parsha Svara. What's the Parsha Svara? You makdish the head of an animal, that's tantamount to saying the entire animal. An animal can't survive without a head. Can't survive without a heart, can't survive without a liver. So in our lingo, we use the phrase Pashta Kedusha, but between me and you, it's not really Pashta Kedusha. It's really two different sugyas pointing out here. There's a sugya of Pashta Kedusha, which refers to be Makdish an Avisha Eina Deshavat Luyabai, which half the Tanaim subscribed to, Beit and Exesek also, and half the Tanaim deny because they interpreted the pasuk differently. Then you have sugya number two, which we call, you know, a Pashta. Not the same Pashta as this Pashta. This is a Pashta de Svara. There's no great Chach with it, no great Xerxes to this, that a person says a head, says a heart, says a liver, that's tantamount to saying the entire animal. That's why these Tanoim buy into it, even though they deny the din of the Xerxes. If that's the case, so then how should we relate to Taisus Kasha? Taisus the Bomb Kasha, hey, how are you saying Pashta by Kedushin? There's no Pasuk. What's the answer? What kind of Pashta is Kedushin? What did Marzutra say? Is the case of Kedushin, Mekadosh Chatzi Isha, closer to a leg or closer to the heart? What's the answer? What did the Gemara call a half a body? That's Avisha Hashem Tlui. We can't survive with half a body. So when you're Mekadosh Chatzi Isha, that's not the same as being Mekadosh the leg of a woman. That's not the same as being Makdish a leg of an animal. That's the same as being Makdish the heart of an animal. When it comes to being makdish the heart of an animal, I don't need exerce akosov of kachim. Proof positive. The Tanoim who denied exerce akosov still accept the din of Pashta. By Avish Hashem Kliyabai. Abba Zoi, Taisus Kasha does get off the ground. Taisus Kasha Bechal is not correct. Taisus Chepin the Gemara, Chepin and Chepin, Chepin had to be Mechadish the Gemara, the condition of Beis, Kekdish, Maislach. Taisus Kasha was based on a faulty premise. That they were asking, hey, Pashta's Exerce Kosov. Wrong. Pashta's not Exerce Kosov. By Ragla, it's Exerce Kosov. Not by Evisha Hashem, not by Chetze Isha. Who responds to this Kasha, to this Taisus this way? The Ritva. The Ritva now says, you don't understand what Taisus Kasha was. The Ritva says, four lines on the bottom, the Ritva says, "Val hikdish davish and hashavat liyabai l'kul yam habikulik oila v'lo bo'inim ribuyi dekra." You don't need a pasuk. If you don't need a pasuk, that is true by kedushin as well, and you don't have to come on to kedushin being a bit of hikdish. So Rabbi said, Taisus was sensitive to this distinction. Taisus also knew this distinction, and they knew that someone's going to come and shepherd them on this, and they almost swallowed it up in the middle of the Taisus. Everyone read the Taisus carefully. Let's read the Taisus again. Taisus asked the Kasha, Tema, the Bemesh Tamura Yalaf Radlus is Oila, Uvidavash and Hashemah Tluya Boy, Mikradav Sivka Sheitim Men Lashem. What did Taisus say in that one line? Taisus said it's not a svar. That even Avash and Hashemah Tluya Boy is not a svar. It's also Xerxes Kosov. In other words, Taisus is learning, all Tanoim accept the din of Pashta. The machleik is that Tanoim is, and they all agree it's based on Psukim. The machleik is that Tanoim is the pasuk of Mimenu talking about a leg or a heart. Everyone agrees that you need a pasuk for Pashta. There is no Svar of Pashta. Never, even by Eva Shasham Tlum, there's no Svar of Pashta, says Taisus. The machleik is that Tanoim is, how far is Pashta going? Is Pashta only by hearts and livers and heads, or is it even by arms and legs? But fundamentally, aladinim of Pashta, every scenario of Pashta is exerced akosav, and therefore Taisus felt justified in their question. So we now, Rabbi Yisrael, have in front of our very eyes, Machlokes Taisus Tva, about what are the dinim, what are the parameters of Pashta? First, the Nuchos Hekdesh, and then depending on how they learn out, how they play out the Nuchos Hekdesh, can they be extrapolated to condition or not? So Taisus is learning that there's fundamentally one din of Pashta. It's Exerce Kosov, it's Kachim, and the only way to spread it to Kedushin is you have to figure out some kind of a din Hekdesh that appears by Kedushin. You got to fall back on Kedushin database. According to Ritva, no, Bechlal not. There are two dinim. There's one din of Pashta that's Exerce Kosov that we happen not to even necessarily accept. There's a second din of Pashta Ma'evish and Shavu Gluyba that everybody subscribes to, and it's that second din of Pashta that the Gemara was comparing to Kedushin. So far, so good. So, by saying, can we test a little bit, test the waters a little bit, and see? Does anyone else have anything else to say about this? Because this is no longer just a Temura sugya. What's happening in Temura, what's happening in Hekdesh, is ultimately going to affect the question of the Rishonim, whether it's a good question or not such a good question. So let's take a look at the Gemara Maseches Temura together. So Gemara Maseches Temura and Daf Yud Aleph on the base. Yeah, perfect example of, we have the most obscure Gemara and an obscure Masech, middle of nowhere, and this is going to become the pivotal Gemara in terms of how to learn Kedushin of Zion. Call it Tarek Lulat Mamash. So it comes the Gemara in Temur, Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, the fifth of Ramakan, it's Boy Rava. Boif Mahu. It's Gavaldik. You know what's Gavaldik about the Shaila? So many things. Rava sitting in Bovil, sitting 300 years or so after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Okay? 1,000 miles away from Yerushalayim. There's no Beis HaMikdash on the horizon. And he's sitting, and not that he doesn't have other things to do. He's got Seder Moyed to work on, he's got Noshim, he's got a lot of things to do. And Rav is sitting and clearing the following Shaila. If a guy is Makdish, part of an oaf, would you say Pashto or not? That's the Shaila Rava. That's the critical issue in Rava's life right now. So boy Rava. Rava's the Shaila. But Oif Mahu. What's the latest of Sofik? Behema Amar Rachamana. V'hala Behema Hi. El Dima Korban Amar Rachamana. V'aynami Korban Hu. So Rava Gizokt. On the one hand, this din of Pashto, the Torah presents it. Who knows the Pesukim? What the Pesukim say? Pashat Bechukah say? Who's got a Chumash? Who's got a Chumash here? The Pesuk of Mimenu. How does it start? It says Behema. Okay, fine. It says the word Behema. Okay. So it says Behema. So Rava says, maybe we could argue that the Chiddush of Pashta was only said by Behema. It was never said by Yoifis. A bird is not a Behema. One's a bird, one's a mammal, they're different types of animals. So maybe the Gzeres HaKosav of Pashta doesn't apply to Eifes. Or maybe no, says Rava. Maybe since the Torah also uses the word carbon, and an Ophir is also a carbon, you bring an Ophir to Pashta's Vayik, which is Pasha, an Ophir is a type of a carbon. So maybe the Dina Pashta is not so much a function of an animal, it's a function of being a carbon. And an Eifes is a carbon take, Rava blight by himself. He doesn't know what the answer is. Until Mashiach comes, we're not going to know what the answer to this question is. It's not going to be relevant until Mashiach comes, but we're not going to know the answer to this question. How did Darsh in this Gzeres HaKosav? Is it a din in Behemah or is it a din in carbon? Atka, teku. So Rashi on the spot says a mouthful. Rashi says, V'oif mahu, L'Rabbi Yaisi kaboyla, Hikdish regel of the Torah ben Yoina, Mipashta kedusha b'kulei aloi. So Rashi commits the Rav Shaila to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi happens to be the Tana who says that Pashta works even by a regel, even by a leg, even by an arm, even by Eina Shemesh Lulabai. So Rashi at Kizok, the Rav Shaila is, according to Rabbi Yossi, that there's a din of Pashta on a leg or on an arm. Would that din of Pashta apply if he was Makdish the regel of an oaf, of a Torah, ben Yoina? Would you say Pashta not? Mitzachiyun tekel. Why did Rashi feel compelled to tell you that piece of information? Why did Rashi have to take a Stam Gemara, boy Rava, boy Mahu, and say, oh, by the way, that Shaila is only according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds that Pashta applies even by legs. Well, stop. That Shaila could apply even not according to Rabbi Yossi. Why can't it apply in the following? Boy Rava, Hikdish, which part of an oaf? The head, the heart, the liver. There are parts of an oath that in Hashem, Eivash Hashem, Tluyabai. Who told Rashi? Hey, look at Rashi. Ruch HaKadosh Rashi at Gezach. The Shaila is only Aliba Derbi Yaisi, Bai, and Eivah. Vice versa, according to Rashi, that if you were Makdish the head, Rava wouldn't have had a Suffolk. What would the din have been if you were Makdish the head? What would the din have been? Clearly, yes. Clearly, Pashta. What's the chibur? Ait state behema doesn't say oif. No, what's the answer? Parabaisai. What do you see from this Rashi? I thought I'd read a Rashi into it. What do you see from this Rashi? The Rashi clearly learned Rava Shaila is a Shaila in how to say Taich and Exerzakosta. We have a word, Behema, we have a word carbon, we have a Pasuk in Chumash that says about this Exerzakosta of Pashta, and Rava sitting in Bavel now, 300 years later, after the Mesuchus Charb, and trying to figure out, well, what's included in that Exerzakosta or not? Because the Torah is giving us contradictory messages. On the one hand, the Torah says Behema, and the other Torah says carbon. We're not sure which is Dafka, which is Lav Dafka. So Zokt Rashi, Yakodesh Rashi, now move the clock, the calendar forward. Rashi sitting in France, 800 years later, as further and further away geographically and time-wise from the Beis Hamikdash, and Rashi is sitting and learning and spending every last ounce to try to figure out, well, what did Rava mean? Did Rava mean you were makdish a heart, or did Rava mean you were makdish a leg? So Rashi at Kazakh, it means you were makdish a leg, implying that if you were makdish a heart, Rava wouldn't have raised the Shaila. So what's Pshat and Rashi? So move the clock and the calendar forward a little bit. So we're sitting now in Washington Heights, in Tavshinai and Zion, very, very far away from the Mishnah, time-wise, maybe about a Mikdash. And we realize that Rashi said, Achidish Kalle, Rashi says, Mamish, pearls here. From the fact that Rashi stuck Rava Shaila only according to one Tana, implying that according to the other Tanaim there wouldn't be a Shaila, Rashi is taking aside an Achakira. Rashi's saying, any din of Pashta that deals with a leg, that's Exerzakosov, and that's subject to Rava's Shaila. Any din of Pashta that deals with a heart and a head and a liver, Rava's Shaila is a moot Shaila. The Psukim don't make a difference, because the Psukim are not even the Mokor for the din of Pashta on Avish and Hashem Kluya Bay. That's a Svar B'Alma. If it's a Svar B'Alma, Rabbi Isai, that if I say a heart of an animal, that means an animal, what's the Svar if I say a heart of a bird? It's the same thing. It's a vocabulary. It's just definitions. When you say I'm makdish this heart of this bird, that means you're makdish the entire bird. The only time you can be mechalik between birds and animals is when you're in the realm of gzeiras hakosos. But once you're out of the realm of gzeiras hakosos, once you're in the realm of svaras, so then what's the difference between a bird and an animal? So Rashi said all that. Everyone catch that? When you saw the Rashi in Masechet Tumah, everyone chapped that? Who here realized that when you saw the Rashi in Tumah? Who here saw the Rashi in Tumah? Okay, so if you would have seen the Rashi in Tmura, would you have realized that Rashi is saying what he said, indicating that he's taking a stand on this Machlokes? So Rashi with Sechas Tmura is exactly in whose camp? Whose camp in Kedushat of Zion is Rashi on? Rashi thinks there are two dinim. One's a din exists, because one's in the Svara. Who is that? That's Ritva. That Rashi is Ramesh right out of the Ritva. Who's the Bar Pluktiv Rashi? How would you even know a Maseches Tumura to find someone to disagree? There are very, very limited Rishonim on Tumura. So when you learn Kachim, you basically learn Gemara, you learn Rashi, Taisa, then what do you do next? There's only one other place to go. What's the next address when you learn Kachim? You have to look at the Rambam first. Then you can look at Rav's. You have to see what the Rambam says. So you have to look at the Rambam. You have to almost learn the Rambam in Kachim, almost like the Mefarsh on the Gemara, because there is very, very little Mefarshim on the Gemara. So the Rambam, in the seventh of the Maamar Kaimis, the Rambam says, "Ha'imi yada shazu oila, o ragna shazu oila." Talking about an animal. Timochel lechayvi elas, but the meachul and chutz b'yas aver. How does the Rambam paskin in effect? Like which Tana? How does Rambam paskin? Lo pashta kedusha b'kula. By an aver, he says lo pashta. You have to deal with the whole animal stack. Chulin, it wasn't pashta kedusha. Now you have one animal, one limb is kachim. It's complicated, but the Ram clearly paskins lo pashta. Then the Ram says in the second line, we'll skip a little bit. I'm a libo rosh shazu oila, ho v'davah shashabat libo hu kulayla. Again, which is again everybody agrees to. So the Ram's sawing like one set of tenon. But now listen to the last line of the Ram, the end of Mar Machon number 7. Hikdish aver echad min ha'of, ha'reizah sofek im niskadish kula alon niskadish. The Ram quotes Rav Shaila. What's Rav Shaila according to the Rambam? Is it leg?